It's a special day here at Dodger Stadium as we are honoring the 40th anniversary of the 1981 World Champion Dodgers. And I'm joined right now by the glue of that infield and one of the most clutch players in Dodger history, a man that has played more games than any other Dodger in L.A. Dodger history. That's the one and only Bill Russell. Bill, so great to see you. I know you're out here every day, but it's great to just sit down and talk.
Well, it is, and, you know, it's a special weekend. A lot of my former teammates are coming in for this gathering on Sunday to be celebrate the 81 World Series, and finally champions and beat the Yankees, who beat us, you know, 2 years prior to that, and so it's about time we beat the Yankees.
And Bill, can you put into words what it meant for that group, how good of a team you guys were to finally come back and beat the Yankees and win the World Series? Would it have been different if you wouldn't been able to accomplish that?
Well, it would have, you know, it started in 77, you know, in 78 we played the Yankees, and, you know, just the name of the Yankees and what the tradition that they have was so much pressure on you, just that alone. And now, you know, we're coming off some great years there and with some great teams, and you know, we had a veteran team there. Tommy, all he had to do was make out the lineup. He didn't have to motivate us or anything because we knew how to play the game, and of course, it was just an error that you run into players like that, and of course, Al Campana's put a team together with players that, on that caliber, and you're allowed to get them from other teams, and then all of a sudden you mold together, and it was a special group because everybody had fun. We had a handful of guys that knew how to keep the team loose by playing tricks and do all that funny things, and so, but when the game started, we got down to business, and I told Dave Roberts a couple years ago, you know, watching your team reminds me of the one I played on, because if we stay close to you, eventually we're going to beat you, and that's what that team was all about.
Bill, today your teammates were talking about how you were down in each and every series in 1981, but came back after being down 2-0. Were you as confident then as they seem to be today?
Well, we knew we had a good team, and, you know, the year started out great, and all of a sudden we had a strike, and that, you know, that stopped it for like a month, and you didn't know what was going to happen after that. But, you know, they figured it out, and we got to the postseason, and of course, there were two halves that season in 81, and Houston won the second half, and I believe Cincinnati had really the best overall record that year, but they didn't make the postseason. But anyway, Houston had a great pitching staff. They had a good team, too. And we were down in that series, you know, in a 5-game series. But, and, you know, luck be having, and it's about time, you know, something fell on our side. You know, they say if you get there enough, luck is going to come your way. And it had to that year because the way it started out and the way it was starting again, you know, with Houston down 2-0, we came back and beat them 3 in a row. Same thing with Montreal. We were down, you know, 2-0 with them, and we had to play in Montreal where the weather, you know, is not so great there. And, you know, we're playing in sleet, cold rain, and, you know, but we weathered that storm. Of course, Rick Mundy's big home run really put the icing on the cake, and now all of a sudden the Yankees pop in the picture, and we're going to have to play them again. And that didn't start out too well, but lo and behold, you know, we the veteran team that we were, we've been in the wars together. It's almost like the 2020 team of the Dodgers. You know, they've been to World Series and lost two other times, and basically what we went through with the Yankees. And finally, luck on our side, being down 2-0, the veteran team that we were, we came back and beat them 4 in a row. So what a special year that was. And it was even more special because it was the last year that the infield was together. You know, we were together a long time, 8.5 years. It probably will never be broken. The following year, one of our players had gone. Davey left, and Steve Sachs came in the picture. But it was just a special time. We were together through 3 World Series, and the fourth one, we finally got that championship ring.
Speaking of the great infield and the great Dodger shortstop, Bill Russell is our guest. Davey Lopes and your relationship, it seemed symbiotic at times during that 8.5-year run. What was your relationship like with Davey, and how did you guys mesh together so well?
Well, we played beside each other. You're with, you know, we were with everybody. We're together more than you are with your own family. you know, during the course of a season. So you become brothers, and, you know, you do a lot of things together on and off the field, and you just become one. You know each other's weaknesses and strengths. But Davey was our, he started the engine for us, you know. You wouldn't think he had much power at the leadoff hitter, but one year he had 28 home runs, and those four of the guys hit 30 that year. So Davey was a catalyst for us. He'd get on, still second, sometimes still third. And, you know, we get a run in the first inning, and that's what his job was. But he was just a special guy who converted from the outfield like I did to an infield position, and became a great second baseman, played every day. And that was all it was asked of you. You know, you go out there and you play hurt, and that's what we did as an infield unit. You know, we had a lot of pride. We wanted to go out there every day, which we did. But Davey led started the engine for us, and he was a special guy at the top of the lineup.
Our friend listening right now would be very upset if I did not bring up the fact when you say Bill Russell's name, you think of clutch. You're a lifetime 294 hitter in the postseason. Everybody remembers your game winner in the 78 NLCS. What was it about Bill Russell in those moments that you were able to deliver time and time again?
Well, it's hard to say why that happened, but, you know, each one of us has a special role in that lineup, and it seems like, you know, it came up a lot when I had an opportunity to drive in a run or get a hit. But I was a guy that didn't strike out much, and if you put the ball in play enough, you're going to get on base, and that's basically what happened in those things. You know, I choked up on the bat, probably a little further than most people, but I was going to put the ball in play, and I had a calmness about it. I wasn't really nervous. I just went up there, and I knew I was going to hit the ball hard somewhere, and that's really basically what I thought. I know we had screaming fans behind us, you know, the great fans that we had yelling. But, you know, you just kind of block all that out and then go up there and just make contact. That was my thinking in each one of those at-bats, really. That's the only way you can do it is, you know, just put the ball in play and hope for the best.
Bill, it's so special to be here with you and your teammates, just a special team, and not only 81, but just that entire era of Dodger baseball, so special, and nobody will ever forget it. You guys were rock stars in Los Angeles. Nobody even remembers that. As popular as these Dodgers are, I know how popular you guys were. You couldn't leave the stadium without five or six cars following you home.
Well, it was, you know, when we first came together, when I first came up in 69, you know, they were drawing averaging maybe 25,000 fans a night. Then all of a sudden, we put this team together in 74, and Jimmy Wynn came over. But all of a sudden, the fans got involved, and it started getting to 35, 40. And, of course, in 1980, when Fernando came along, it was selling out every time he pitched. So, you know, the great fans of Los Angeles, you know, they're even the fans today, their fathers – I brought them to the game, and now they're bringing their kids to the game, and it's just a tradition here. And I was happy to be a part of a organization that the fans are a very big part of our success.
Hey, you're always part of the Dodger organization. Nobody will ever forget number 18, a man that always posted most games played in L.A. Dodger history, the great 1981 World Series champion Bill Russell.
Well, thank you for having me.